Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Cork Commuter Coalition has launched a new report that says the restoration of rail services to West Cork would undo one of Ireland's biggest transport mistakes. Joining me from the lobby group is Ciarán Mears. Start by reminding listeners just how big was the West Cork rail network.
So back from around the 1900s until the 1960s, West Cork had a fantastic rail infrastructure program. There were lines going from Cork City to Kinsale to Skibbereen to Bandon, everywhere in West Cork. But unfortunately, these were torn up in the 1960s in what kind of proved to be one of the worst planning mistakes in certainly West Cork history, maybe even Irish history.
And the decision and the reason why they were closed was what?
So they were deemed to be unprofitable at the time that Ireland was kind of shifting its focus to cars. But of course, these lines, instead of being improved, instead of being made profitable, instead they were just cut. So at the time, there might have only been one or two rail services from West Cork to Cork City a day. And even then, it wasn't possible to transfer directly for a same day trip to Dublin because the time schedules didn't line up. So, of course, when you have even things like that, when you have scheduling problems, you know, instead of attempting to improve it, instead of trying to run more trains to make the system work better, they just decided to put a close to the entire thing, which, of course, was quite a shame.
Yeah, and any time we talk about transport issues in West Cork, the amount of people that will bemoan the fact that there isn't a railway network. And has there been any reports, Ciarán, into the potential reopening of any of these corridors since they closed in the early 60s?
Unfortunately, there haven't been any reports, any investigations, any schemes on the behalf of the government into reopening any of these corridors, which really is a shame. Because, like you said, people in West Cork do and regret the fact there is no rail infrastructure. But this could change in the near future, because right now the government is undergoing the All-Island Strategic Rail Review, which is taking a fresh look at areas in Ireland that don't have rail services. Places like Donegal and Navan would be the obvious candidates, but there isn't enough discussion around West Cork as one of these places that doesn't have rail. If enough people put submissions into this rail review, then hopefully the government might take a proper look at West Cork and do a proper cost analysis, a proper investigation and proper studies into this.
Now, in your report, you're suggesting to look at three main corridors.
Yes, going from Cork City to Macroom, to Bantry via Bandon, Clonakilty and Skibbereen, and to Kinsale via Carrigaline and Ringaskiddy. Yeah. These would serve most of the main population areas in West Cork, as well as amenities such as Cork Airport and the Port of Cork as well.
Would you envisage using any of the old infrastructure? And I don't know how much of the old infrastructure is still actually could still be reusable.
Well, one of the interesting things is that a lot of it, because it hasn't really been touched in the kind of intervening years, and because it was built to such a high standard by the Victorians back in the day, things like the Chetwynd Viaduct crossing over the Bandon Road and places like the Gogginsill Tunnel, which is Ireland's longest abandoned rail tunnel at just over a kilometre long, are actually deemed to be in quite good condition. Huh. So, of course, it would take a bit of work to upgrade these to proper rail standards once again, but the bones of it are there.
But you have no idea on the potential cost.
No. In our report, we look at a number of different corridors, look at different ways of approaching this, and it's mostly us providing options on how to move forward. As such, it's a bit beyond our scope as a kind of community organization to provide like a proper kind of cost on this.
Yeah, listener says, hi, Patricia. Totally agree with Ciarán. It was the biggest mistake to rip up the railway lines and close it down. I actually hate seeing the viaduct because it's falling apart. I really do hope they regenerate the railway line. The viaduct in Pub is also up for sale. But somebody 100% agreeing that we need the railway line back, and I can see other listeners as well saying we've been told to get out of our cars and to use public transport. This is a no-brainer.
Exactly. There are massive kind of environmental consequences because of the lack of proper public transport infrastructure in West Cork. And here's the thing, people really do want to use green infrastructure. They want to use public transport. But if there simply isn't any quality service nearby, then it's all a bit of a moot point telling people to take public transport, telling people to be green in their everyday lives, especially considering that transport is Ireland's second largest emission sector.
You mentioned that the government is doing this All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review. The idea now is your report will feed into that, is it?
Yes, we're submitting that to the submission process, which is the consultation period is currently ongoing, and it closes Friday at 5 p.m. So if anyone out there is listening and they want to see rail return to West Cork, I'd strongly urge you to make a proposal. It doesn't have to be long. It can just be a few sentences. Saying that you would like rail to come back to West Cork.
And do you think it'd be a huge benefit to the area if and when up and running?
Absolutely. We see currently in East Cork, where there are rail links to Cove, to Middleton, to Carrigtwohill, and how these are great economic generators as well. They make the town more attractive to live in. They make the town better for business. It can even be used for things such as freight rail.
And anything that takes cars off the road has absolutely got to be welcomed as well. All right, Ciarán, thank you for that. Thank you for joining us, and well done on the report.
It's been great. Thank you.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye. That is Ciarán Mears, who is a member of the Cork Commuter Coalition, with that report saying bring back rail services to West Cork. Your thoughts welcomed on that. Is it something you would very much see as a real positive if you're living in West Cork? Even if you're not living in West Cork, would you use a railway line if it was up and running, say, to go on day trips, or if you were holidaying or needed to do business in the area? Your thoughts welcomed.